All right, welcome to another episode of Kentucky Football Carpool Show. I'm Nick.
I'm Mike.
Got a special edition. We're going to the basketball game tonight. Thought we'd just get on here and talk about the Georgia game last week. Kind of reaction. We haven't really been on here to talk about it. Kind of been bummed out all week. I don't know about you.
Yeah, I mean, I say bummed, but let's be honest. Georgia's Georgia, dude. They're the better team.
I agree. I mean, Georgia was better. I felt we matched up really well with them. You know, obviously horrendous start to the game. I mean, that kind of set the tone right there. I'm still a little bit – I'm really pissed off about Eddie Grant. I mean, I haven't been one of those people that's like, let's fire Eddie Grant. Because I think the balanced attack is probably what Kentucky needs. You know, let's not be one-sided on one set of things, you know, like right. The error rate, stuff like that. But I mean, the start of the game – I didn't think he called a bad game, but the start of the game – kind of set the tone for the whole game.
The play that pissed me off was that Lynn Bowden screen where he tried to throw the ball from there. Like, that's just a bad play call.
It's just a bad play call. This lining up and this be generic. I mean, sometimes right. Just being generic is okay.
Right.
I mean, if you win a game.
That was a huge possession in the game.
Well, yeah, and then you come back, you know, that first possession, we have sort of a drive going. We got a couple first downs. And then they just do something stupid like that. And then they punt it off. And they get a huge punt return.
Right.
And all of a sudden, we're down 7-0. And then the very next drive, you know, the C.J. Conrad was a good play call. That little screen, yeah. And he fumbles the ball. And then we get a penalty. And again, they're all on our side of the ball. And it's 14-0. And just like that.
You can't go down 14-0 against Georgia.
No, absolutely not. No, not the kind of style that we play. I mean, the defense, again, I think they played – the best they could with a short field against a very good offense.
They competed for the most part.
Yeah, I mean, they were doing stuff. The targeting calls, stuff like that, which we haven't seen all year. It's a bullshit call.
Oh, yeah.
All Darius was. But I get it. That's what it's called. But same time, stuff like that was huge. I mean, those penalties were killing our defense. Same time, you know, I mean, they were due a bad game.
Right.
But the first early 14 points was more due to the offense's lack of production than the defense, I feel like.
Yeah, and Georgia was the only team on the schedule that I thought was better than us. Those had physically had the better players.
Yeah, I mean, it sucks. I think that every year they're probably going to have better players than us. But eventually, if you keep getting to that point of playing for the East against Georgia, you're going to eventually win that game.
Eventually, because all it takes is a perfect game, and you're good. And I think you'll have the players to play a perfect game down the road.
I think if a couple more years of getting these four-star guys in or getting better recruits, which we've been getting the last 5 to 6 years, I think if you had six more years of it in that depth, then I think you're going to see, okay, that 4 to 5-star range with the players, I don't think it's that big of a fucking gap.
No, it's not.
I just don't think it's that big of a gap. But, you know, like I said, like I was telling Mike on the way down to this game, you want to be that second-tier team. You got the Alabamas and Georgias. They're going to get the best players around the country. That is what it is.
Right.
You want to be that next team that players that don't – that get out-recruited by Georgia or Alabama. You want to be that next team that they're like, well, yeah, like LSU. Or like I mean, LSU probably still gets the best players. But, like
– yeah.
Like, you still want to get – the first pickings are from Alabama.
Right, Alabama. You want to be in the level with the LSUs. You're right.
You want to be in the level with the LSUs and the Floridas. Those – like that band of like, okay, Alabama's not recruiting me. Or Alabama recruited 5 receivers and I'm not one of the 5. Or they signed 3 5-star receivers, and
I'm a 4-star.
I'm a 4-star, and I don't want to. I feel like competing with that. I want to play. You want those type of guys to say, well, Kentucky's going to the Orange Bowl, or Kentucky's going to the Fiesta Bowl, or whatever. You want players. That's why this season
is important.
I mean, you got 3 more games. You get to 10-2, top 10 ranking, and possibly to get to 11-2, with a bowl victory in like the Sugar Bowl, Peach Bowl, national TV, those are big games.
Right.
I mean, those are games that come on for the playoff. Those are games that like players are like, well, if I can't go to Alabama, I want to at least be playing for a New Year's Six Bowl or whatever, you know.
Right.
I mean, you know, kids from the North, they're right. It was, you know, people in Ohio, like, well, Stoops, you say all the time, kids in Ohio want to play in the SEC. So we've been recruiting the SEC.
Right.
You know, we were recruiting there for them to play in the SEC. I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah, I agree.
So, I don't know. Like I said, I think anything but 10-2, I'm going to be disappointed because of the rest of the schedule.
Right. We're better than Tennessee. We're better than Middle Tennessee. And we're sure as hell better than Louisville.
We're going to crush Louisville, but that's another story for another time. But I just think that, I think this year, if you get 10-2, the season next year, the schedule next year seems a lot easier to me on paper.
Yeah, I know people are worried about defense, but me and you were just looking at that. I think we take a hit in the secondary, but that's about it.
Especially if you get Darius West back, who's supposed to be, you know, he can take another medical red shirt, right, another season for the medical year, as far as that goes. But I think you get him back with Robinson, right?
Right.
And I think
that brings some stability. Plus, you have the Aljon Taylor, is that his name? The kid that got the interception against Aljon something.
Some kind of weird name. But yeah, you get him. You got a bunch of freshmen back there that are going to be sophomore next year. That's got some playing time this year. And we're still recruiting guys. Yeah. So, you know, you just never wait. You wait and see. I think up front, we're not losing really much. Middleton's a decent loss, but you got a guy behind him that's just as good. I mean, Hoskins been fantastic.
Hoskins, great year. Calvin Taylor's the great year.
And then you lose Josh Allen, which, like I said, he's probably the best player to ever play at UK as far as defensively goes. But you get Pascal back. I mean, it's like, do we lose that much on rushing the quarterback?
Pascal and Boogie on the edges. I'm not as worried about it. You get Cash back at middle.
I think you're more balanced next year.
Yeah, that would too.
You're more balanced next year. Like I think Josh Allen this year makes our defense a lot better up front. But I think the defensive line's getting a lot better as the games go. Like, without Josh Allen, I think we'd have probably a above average defensive line. But he makes them better.
I think without Josh Allen right now, though, we're probably looking at maybe 6 wins on the season.
Yeah.
I think he wants the Missouri game.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He definitely wants the Missouri game. I mean, he definitely kind of kept us around the Georgia game. He won the Florida game towards the end.
Yeah.
As far as going with the pass rush. I mean, he kills them on that. But does Pascal as good as Josh Allen? I don't know. He looks good when he's pretty suited up. But a couple years from now, maybe, man.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think the big thing is, and I know A.J. Rose is great, fantastic, and I don't think if you lose Snell, it's a big deal. But if you think you get Snell back with Wilson in your receiving core another year or anything, because, I mean, we're not losing much in receivers. I mean,
no. There's Dorian. Who else?
I mean, C.J.
Bouvier.
I mean, but C.J., like, they don't really use him like you're supposed to. So is that big of a loss? I don't know.
Yeah, probably not, because we don't use him properly.
You get almost your whole offensive line back with your best offensive line set out all season. Your lineman is set out all season.
Yeah.
Landon Young. So, you know, I'm looking forward to next year. But, again, this year, I think if you get to a New Year's Six Bowl and especially win it, I think that's huge.
Oh, yeah.
Huge. Huge for going forward. I mean, like we said, every year you want to show that your team is progressing. Right. And I think if you have a 10-2 season this year and hopefully have another 10-2 season next year, you're progressing as a program, in my opinion.
Oh, absolutely.
So you have a lot of depth there. I don't think we can, like before, we're like, man, we have all these graduating guys. We're going to be in trouble.
I don't think it's going to be a rebuilding year anymore.
So let's wait to see. We'll talk more tomorrow when we get towards the Tennessee game. I think we go down there and kick their ass, but let's wait to see. I'm not that worried about it.
I'm not either.
Especially with that Charlotte game. I mean,
yeah, Tennessee's really not good at all.
I mean, they're kind of trash, but I don't want to talk too much shit.
You know, trash fans, trash program. Let's just be real.
They are trash fans. We know that much. I mean, their fans are fucking delusional. They're like Louisville fans right now. Like Louisville fans were talking about they were going to be 9-3.
ACC takeover.
I mean, they haven't even they couldn't even be 9-3 with fucking their best player ever in their program with Lamar.
That's true.
They were their best season. We beat them. We fucking beat them. Like, that's fucking crazy to me that they, this delusional as fuck, Tennessee delusional as fuck, was they have, I still don't know why recruits still get recruits. Like, they're in a similar situation as we are.
Do these players even know who Peyton Manning is anymore?
That's what I'm saying. They're in a similar situation we are. They're the most northern, besides us, they're the most northern SEC team.
Right.
It gets hard to get players to come from Florida and say, hey, you want to come up to Knoxville and play in a fucking mountains?
Fucking mountains, yeah.
I mean, come on. I mean, that's the thing. They must just have a fantastic facilities. I'm sure they do. And I'm sure playing in front of, I mean, their fans are, I always would say, you know, their fans are delusional, but they travel very well. When they come to Lexington, there's a shitload of them there. Georgia fans, well. Fantastic. I mean,
yeah.
They travel a shitload.
They travel like we do in basketball.
Yeah, but for Georgia, I will say this. They must have a lot more fans now because, you know, much fucking bandwagoners. Because
yeah.
I've never seen any Georgia fans in Lexington.
No, they travel well, but not that well.
I mean, they're their fans are homers, I feel like. Tennessee fans, they could be dog shit terrible, and they'll still come to Kentucky. Still, yeah. Now, I know they're close to Kentucky, but still, they travel well.
Yeah, they I mean,
so, whatever. They're fucking Tennessee. They're our rivals.
There's about 10,000 of them that show up wearing a Peyton Manning jersey.
Yeah. They wish Peyton Manning still plays there. They couldn't even win a championship with Peyton Manning.
Woo, T. Martin.
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, I don't know who the fuck coach is anymore. Is it still Philip Palmer? I don't even know.
It might be. Who knows?
I think they go through fucking coaches like I drink beer. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, one after another, man. So, anyways. All right, I'm Nick.
I'm Mike. Fuck you.